Thanks, kind customer support. This is Shawnee. How may I help you?
Hi, I saw a recent charge on my card that I don't recognize.
Okay, yes, sir. I do understand. Can I start out by getting your zip code?
07423.
07423.
Yes.
And can I have their first and last name?
First name Adam, last name Paskoff, Paskoff.
Okay, yes, sir. And can I get you to verify that address for me?
355 Racetrack Road, Hohokus, New Jersey.
Okay, sir. Just a second while I get this account checked on. Okay, so this account is connected to a payment on March 6th for $7.95 for a Wi-Fi booster. Did you approve that payment, sir?
No, I did not.
Okay, so someone that has access to your account and your information approved a $7.95 payment on March 6th for a Wi-Fi booster. When they did that, it told them in the terms and conditions that they will be enrolled into iGadget Club. Is your email by chance skoffflaw@AT&T.net?
It's not. It's skoffflaw@gmail.com.
Okay, so someone has access to your account and your information. When they did that, they put that email as their email, and they should have got a $125 voucher. In the terms and conditions, it stated that they will be receiving a $125 voucher when they can use that voucher towards anything that's on our website, and a monthly payment of that payment of $56.95 will be coming out that account. That's why your account is charged that $56.95.
Well, it's not, I didn't authorize it, so I'd like to cancel it.
Yes, sir. Just a second while I get this account canceled. Okay, so I have that account canceled, so there won't be any further charges from us, sir.
Well, I'd like a refund.
Just a second, sir. Okay, sir. So for that payment of $56.95, I can transfer you over to the fraud department and get this payment back to your account.
Yes, please.
Okay, just a second, sir. I'm finna transfer your information and your call over. Just a second.
Well, you're confirming you canceled the account, right?
Yes, sir. I'm confirming your account is canceled.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so your information is transferred over to the fraud department. I did get your account canceled, and I'm transferring you over to the fraud department now. Thanks for calling customer support, and you have a nice day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome.